So there I was, and the war was looming, and I thought, well, I really don't want to go to war. So I thought, camouflage, try and get into that. Made a few inquiries, but there didn't seem to be any opening thing. And then I spotted that there was a course on engineering drawing in Hounslow. And I thought, well, I wonder if I could draw. I applied to that. Anyway, I got it. And it wasn't a very long course. It was about 6 months or something like that. And we were just learning how to do engineering drawing, you know. And I was, eventually, I got a job with a firm called Ailsa Craig, who were making marine engines down near the Thames at Chiswick.
Right.
And I was supposed to be going into the drawing office, but the vacancy that they were expecting wasn't open. And they said, well, we'll have to put you in the machine shop to start with. So I ended up on a lathe. Anyway, this went on for a month or so, and then suddenly I got call-up papers. And they said, well, I had to go to Kingston to see the military, the recruiters. And this guy in uniform was sitting at a desk, and he said, I see you were going to be an artist. I said, well, yes, I was at the academy. And so he said, do you have any, he asked about education and that. And he said, well, do you have any preference? Well, at the time, my father had a boat on the Thames. So I'd got used to messing about in boats, you see. And I thought, well, maybe. I said, well, the army, I don't really fancy getting shot at and humping all that gear around, you know. And then don't really fancy getting blasted out of the air either, blown up. So I said, yeah, I think I'd prefer the Navy. And then eventually they decided signalling would suit me because I didn't have enough qualifications for a commission. So that was it. I joined the Navy to see the world, which I did.